Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk to A.J. Hawk 40 minutes past the hour, get his thoughts on the two games from yesterday and the two games from today in the NFL. And I've got some Eagle fans getting on me on social media. Oh, I thought you were an Eagle fan, man. Boy, how quickly you jumped off the bandwagon. I'm like, look, I'm not off the bandwagon. Anthony, it's amazing when someone knows you're a fan of a team and you don't come on like national radio or your radio show and be like, oh, yeah, I 100% think they're going to win. They expect you to just be a total homer, and I don't get that. I don't get it. Don't understand it. Before I get to the phone calls, the national championship game tomorrow night again. If you're tired of seeing Alabama and Clemson play, why doesn't your team start to recruit better and coach better? If you're tired of seeing Alabama and Clemson, why don't you put the pressure on your program to be better? Instead of complaining about the best teams meeting in the championship game, and they were the two best teams, period, why don't you challenge your program and your conference or whatever to be better? And let me make something clear. Again, I always have to reiterate this. If Alabama wins, it's not a win for the SEC. It's a win for Alabama. If Clemson wins, it's not a statement about the ACC. It's a statement about Clemson. Just like if the Indianapolis Colts, well, no, they played a team in their division, so I can't use that as an example. The Dallas Cowboys win last night. It wasn't a statement about the NFC East. Redskin fans and Giant fans aren't like, dude, NFC East pride, man. Look at that. We won last night. Any self-respecting Giants or Redskin fan was rooting for Dallas to crash and burn, and they're rooting for the Eagles to do the same today. It makes no statement. If Alabama wins, it means Alabama's great. If Clemson wins, it means Clemson's great.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.